With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden says it is, quote, self-evident former President Trump is an insurrectionist for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss.
After the Colorado Supreme Court cited the Constitution's insurrection clause in kicking the former president off the primary ballot, President Biden told reporters that there's no question Trump supported an insurrection. He said the former president seems to be doubling down on it. But Mr. Biden stopped short of commenting on the legal case. Whether the 14th Amendment applies or not, he said, we'll let the court make that decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hamas's top leaders in Cairo for talks, part of a flurry of diplomacy aimed at securing another ceasefire and swap of hostages for Palestinian prisoners at a moment when Israel's offensive shows no signs of slowing. Egypt, along with Qatar, had helped mediate a ceasefire back in November in which Hamas freed over 100 hostages in exchange for Palestinians.
Hamas says its leader, Ismail Haniya, who is believed to be based in Gaza, would discuss the war with Egyptian officials. No more details have been provided. Ziad Nakhale, the leader of the smaller Palestinian Islamic Jihad group, which also took part in the October 7 attack and is also holding hostages, said he would also be going to Egypt in the coming days to participate in the talks. Egypt, which borders Gaza, is deeply concerned about a potential influx of Palestinian refugees, fearing Israel will not allow them to return.
Charles de Ledesma reporting. China's prospects for 2024 look uncertain as a year that opened free of COVID lockdowns winds down without the dreamed of robust recovery for the world's number two economy. To counter a U.S.-led world order, China's pushing alternative visions for global security and development. This is SRN News. Australia's Catholic leader lays down the law.
Now that Pope Francis has approved blessings for same-sex couples, the head of Australia's Conference of Bishops is warning all priests that they must comply. Archbishop Franz Lackner says priests are not allowed to say no if a gay couple seeks a blessing, essentially eliminating any conscientious objection by the clergyman. Lackner says, quote, the church wants to speak good things in the name of God to couples in non-regular situations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Baptist, Ukrainian, Orthodox, and Greek Catholic churches will celebrate Christmas on December 25th for the first time in Ukraine's history. According to Baptist Press, the Orthodox and Greek Catholic churches will abandon their traditional observance January 7th, an idea that has been suggested for several years and has gained popularity after Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. Now one local leader says, now we'll celebrate Christmas in unity. This is SRN News. Drilling under Pennsylvania's Gasland town has been banned since 2010, but it's coming back.
A year after pleading no contest to criminal charges, one of Pennsylvania's leading natural gas companies is poised to drill and frack in the rural community where it was banned for a dozen years for polluting the water supply. Katira Energy has won permission from state environmental regulators to drill 11 gas wells underneath Dimmock Township. Some landowners long shut out of royalties because of the state's lengthy moratorium can't wait for the drilling to resume. Other residents dread the industry's return. They worry about the threat of new contamination. I'm Julie Walker.
Google agrees to pay $700 million and make several other concessions to settle allegations that have been stifling competition against its Android app store. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.